And JP Howcroft is part of the team calling the game tonight. Hello, Jonathan.
Good evening, Kevin.
Firstly, let's quickly recap last night's loss by Melbourne City, 2-1 to Adelaide United, who looked all right last week against Victory and really did produce the goods last night.
Yeah, they did. It was the worst possible outcome for Michael Valkanis in his job interview for the full-time head coaching gig at Melbourne City. They definitely would not have legislated for that defeat. But Adelaide have played a similar game for a while now, which has been reasonable, just offering nothing in the final third. And that was the same pattern last night as we saw against Victory. But Victory managed to put two goals away, get that buffer and sit back in it. Melbourne City never got that opportunity. And then a really nice counter-attacking goal with no time left on the clock for City to do anything with at the end. And when you're in situations like that, it's kind of hard to unpick. There wasn't a lot of structure to the game. Neither was there against Victory. So it's moments. And Adelaide took two opportunities and Melbourne City only the one.
And that was a very nice opportunity that young man took with that 3 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes to go in the game. It was a beautiful shot.
It was. It was a great counter-attacking move, finished off by Mark Oche, but set up superbly by Sergi Guardiola as well. And Guillermo got his tactics right. You know, good substitutions, paid dividends in the end for him. Melbourne City after that really good start to the season, they've lost all of their fluidity. There's no natural flow from defence to attack. Nicolas Colazzo, he had a stinker last night. He's been off the boil for a while. The Tim Cahill conversation has to be had again about his role in the team. If he's going to play number 10, he needs to offer more creatively. Osama Malik didn't do the job that Neil Kilkenny does on a week-to-week basis. And Luke Bratton has gone backwards as the season's gone on, so plenty of headaches for Melbourne City at this time of the season.
Yeah, really surprised too that Caceres is starting on the bench all the time. I see him as, I can't believe he's not on the ground.
Yeah, he's a frustrating player, Anthony Caceres. At Central Coast Mariners, he was a modern number 10 in the classical number 10 tradition. He was the link man, he was creative, he took the game on, he wanted the ball all the time in dangerous areas. In Melbourne City, he's become more of a link man further back down the pitch. So you'll see him in combinations with Kilkenny and Bratton rather than being the guy who takes responsibility for playing the killer pass. And I think as a consequence, he's a bit confused about what kind of a player he is, and Melbourne City using him in a bit more of a perfunctory role rather than a responsibility role. So I'm not as surprised to not see him on the pitch. But last night, they could have definitely done with him linking play a lot more.
Jonathan, your thoughts on tonight's game? What are you looking for? A victory, an easy win here, or will Raw take it to them?
Well, it shouldn't be easy because Brisbane Roar have got a lot of quality, but Brisbane Roar are in a terrible run of form. They've only won 2 of 9. They're coming off back-to-back defeats. And Victory are just powering past everybody. Victory, they're scoring for fun. They're keeping clean sheets. There's an incredible atmosphere around the camp, re-signing Lawrence Thomas and Jason Guerrier this week. They lose Alan Barrow, who could be important for them, but to have Nick Ansell come in as a replacement just shows the strength and depth of the Victory squad. Max Beister should be involved again tonight after being rested last week for going through a heavier training period to get him up to match fitness. So I'm expecting Victory to win again. I think I'd expect Victory to beat anybody that they play home or away right now.
Yeah.
So a home match against a team that aren't in form, you'd back them. But you've always got to be a little bit cautious about how far you go when you've got the quality that Brisbane Roar have got. We know what Thomas Broyce can do. Tommy Orr is an international. And Jamie McLaren is one of the best number nines in the competition. So they've definitely got plenty of ability. But you've got a back Victory right now.